Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. MidwayUSA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Physical Friday today. Hope you're doing awesome. Physical Friday is where we go over things that you can do to be in shape, to stay in shape, to optimize your health so that we can get out there and do the things that we like to do, like fishing and hunting and spending time with your kids. That's what this is all about. So that's what we're going to talk about today, particularly on this episode of Physical Friday. I have a group that works out with me, that I work out with, and a lot of people have heard about this group. They want to join my group, and this is what they often say. You know, I would really like to come to your group, but I'm going to have to get in a little bit better shape before I can do what you guys do. And I hear the same thing said about CrossFit gyms, about a personal trainer, about running a marathon, any of this stuff. People say, I'm going to need to get in a little bit better shape before I can get that personal trainer. I'm going to get a little bit better shape before I can go and start a CrossFit class. I'm going to get in a little bit better shape before I start training for the marathon. So I want to talk about that a little bit, because it's just not true. That's not the way that this should be approached. If you're in that position of not being happy with where you are physically, then something's gone wrong. Something's gone wrong. You've neglected your health. You've neglected the exercise. You've let business responsibilities or family responsibilities or a combination of all of those get in the way of your pursuit of health. And, you know, you guys are probably a lot like me. You want to be the best dad you can possibly be. You have things you want to do in the outdoors, like hunting and fishing and climbing mountains and hiking and doing all kinds of things that you've enjoyed all through your life. And, you know, all of a sudden you kind of realize, man, I'm not in as good a shape as I'd like to be. I don't know if I could do that again. I don't know if I could go play football with my kids. I don't know if I could do this hiking trip that they're asking me to do. Okay, if that's the case, then going to a group like mine or going to the personal trainer or going to the CrossFit gym is exactly what you need to do. And I'm sure that there are a lot of groups and a lot of personal trainers and a lot of CrossFit type classes and even probably CrossFit classes that have trainers that aren't very receptive to people that aren't in as good a shape as they are. But that's not the one that you want. And that's not a good gym. That's not a good trainer. That's not a good group. What you want and what you need to find, and what I think that any responsible group would be, or a good trainer or good CrossFit class, a good CrossFit gym is going to have a beginner's class. A good trainer is going to be able to meet you wherever you are. If you were to come to my group, there is always a way that the workout can get way easier. You can scale back and do different movements. You can do completely different workouts. But the fact is that you're there and you're surrounded by people who are on the same path that you are. They want the same things that you are. And to think that you show up at a CrossFit class and everybody's at the same level. I mean, maybe there's a competitor's class or something where everyone is trying to compete at something. But for the most part, at the classes that I've gone to, there's every level. Yeah, you're going to have some really great, some people that are in great shape, but you're also going to have some people that just started. And it shouldn't matter. There's always a way to scale the workouts. There's always a way to, I mean, the simplest scale is to do half. You look at a workout, it looks hard, do half. You look at a workout and it requires, you know, 100 pounds, do 50, do 20. Doesn't matter. The fact is that when I hear people say, man, I'm going to need to get in a little bit better shape before I can come to your group. Guess what? I never see them at my group. They don't ever come. Because the same thing that's happening for them to try to get in a little bit better shape, that's the same thing that's going on that has allowed them to neglect their health for so long that now they understand, or maybe their doctor's telling them, or their wife is telling them, or somebody's telling them that they need to get in better shape. Well, whether that's procrastination or a lack of discipline or disinterest, or maybe they don't even think working out's fun or it could be fun. There's a million different reasons. You could be putting in way too much time at work. You could be doing whatever that doesn't, you don't have that in your life. Well, that's still, that challenge is still in your life. So until you overcome that challenge, you're not going to get in a little bit better shape so that you can go join a group. Joining the group is the catalyst for getting in better shape. Joining the group, committing to go to the class, starting the marathon training, signing up for a marathon or a half marathon or a 5K or a turkey trot, whatever. That's the catalyst to get in better shape. So don't fall in that trap of thinking that way. If this is you, if you're in this position of needing to get in better shape because it's been neglected for whatever reason, and there's no judgment, whatever. It happens to all of us, man. It's hard to do. But what makes it easier to do is when you surround yourself with people that can be supportive to you, people that can show you that this path that you're on of getting in better, of regaining your health, can actually be fun, that you can be surrounded by friends, that this can be the best hour of your day. That is what groups will do for you. That is what CrossFit classes will do to you. That is what many other type of community kind of fitness things, even a trainer, a personal trainer, one-on-one, if that's what you want, man, that's awesome. Do it. But don't have paralysis by analysis of thinking, you know, I think I'm too out of shape to go to a trainer. No, that's what a trainer's for. You're not too out of shape to go to a CrossFit class. That's what CrossFit classes are for. You're not too out of shape to go to a boot camp. That's what they're for. You're not too out of shape to go to F3. Listen, the first couple of days might be pretty rough, but you're going to get there and you're going to make progress and you're going to be surrounded by people that will support you and help you and be like, you think you're out of shape. I was way worse off than you were. You're doing great, man. Just a little bit of encouragement, just a little bit of enthusiasm can make all the difference in the world. So if you are thinking that way, that you have to get in some kind of shape to attend some class, some group, get a trainer, sign up for a turkey trot, it's not true. That's what you should do right now. You should get into that. And you know what? If you do, you're going to make remarkable progress over a very short period of time. An untrained individual, somebody who has neglected their body, given some guidance on nutrition, given some exercise regularly, those are the people that make the biggest changes the fastest. So that's my advice. If that's you, don't be afraid to make the commitment and get out there and get started, because you will be amazed at what a little bit of discipline and what a lot of consistency can do for you. And this time next year, you can be in an incredibly different place. This time in 2 months, you can be in an incredibly different place. So if that's you, get out there. Don't be afraid. Get it done. And I wish you the very, very best at it, because, you know, the human body is an amazing machine. It can recover from unbelievable neglect. You can neglect the human body worse than you can ever neglect a car or a boat or whatever. Those things will rust away. The human body, it's not over. You can turn it around. And I've seen it happen tons of times. And people go from being, you know, on a hopeless path to being an athlete again in their life, and having and being able to say yes to any challenge that comes in front of them. And it starts with your health. And, you know, in my opinion, if you're a parent, if you're a leader in business, if you're a leader in your friends, if whatever you are, you're going to be able to do it better if you're strong and healthy. And especially the parenting. And while you're doing it, hey, you're setting a good example for your kids. All right, so that's Physical Friday for today. Just talking about getting back, getting it back. You can do it. You can do it. We have an accountability thing on the text where lots of people have already been part of this. And if you're one of these people that needs a little encouragement, I'll be that encouragement for you. Text me at 305-930-7346 and text accountability to that number. And I'll be there. I'll be there for you. I'd like to know what your goals are, how you're going to get there, and offer you some encouragement if I can. So there it is. You can do it if you want to. Don't have to. All right. That's Physical Friday for today. We'll see you guys next week.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the sky.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.